The government is fighting fraud with a fraud of its own. The Securities and Exchange Commission has created three websites for bogus companies to teach people not to invest in bogus companies. Last week, the SEC put out a story saying that McWhortle Enterprises was about to go public. The press release described McWhortle as a maker of such things as a biohazard alert detector, a battery-powered anthrax alarm. News services were informed that the release was a trick, but would-be investors were steered to a website. If they tried to send in money, they learned that McWhortle, like its products, was fake. Susan Wydurko of the SEC says any cautious investor should have known better.
We put in some classic telltale signs of investment fraud. It only has a post office box. It offers really quite unbelievable returns, 217% a year. That's just unbelievable.
So folks were going to this website and thinking this is great and then clicking to invest and then what? You busted them.
If you click to invest, you get an educational message which says, watch out. If you responded to an investment idea like this, you could get scammed. And it goes on to talk about the classic red signs of online fraud that we put into the McWhortle site.
How many people actually tried to invest?
The PR Newswire release went out on Friday afternoon. In the next 3 days, we got 150,000 hits.
So why do you think so many people fell for it?
Well, it's a pretty good site. I don't know if you visited it. It's fairly elaborate. It promises untold wealth and huge riches if you just act very, very quickly. And I think that it is a perfect illustration of if it sounds too good to be true, it is. I think a lot of people appreciated that.
Yeah, but did you find that people were grateful that you were keeping them from investing their hard-earned money in a scam? Or were they angry that they'd been hoaxed?
I had been worried that people would be a little bit angry that they'd been hoaxed, but we put an email us box at the bottom of the educational portion of the website, and we've been getting lots and lots of mail, and it is overwhelmingly positive. Virtually everyone who has written us has said, this is good. This is excellent investor education.
It's unorthodox.
It's aggressive.
But unorthodox. I mean, people, I think they feel like they're getting, it's a setup.
People seem to appreciate the fact that we've really illustrated something that's a little hard to internalize until you've really seen it in action. Fraudsters really spend a lot of time making their sites believable. They tell you lies. They assure you that something is well known when it isn't. They assure you that they are an insider when they're not. We're taking their tools and using them to educate people. The crooks found this out a long time ago, that this approach works. It's about time we use their tactics to educate folks.
Are you planning more of these?
We've got more of them up right now.
Really? So other companies out there, if there are some fake websites, people should be watching out for them?
If you're trolling the internet in search of really unbelievably high returns, I'm hoping you'll find one of my sites before you find a real scam.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Susan Wydurko is Director of Investor Education for the Securities and Exchange Commission.